The tour which Sarah Chang is currently on, 3 weeks with the Prague Philharmonia, is different from her usual appearances, which typically mean playing with dozens of city orchestras and flying from city to city.
And what's great about doing tours with one orchestra and not, you know, changing groups that you're working with every week is that you really get to know them, you know, not just as colleagues on stage, but you get to know them as people and friends, and you really get to actually build a relationship, which is awesome.
The Prague Philharmonia will be joined by Sarah Chang to perform one of the marathon works of the violin repertoire, the Concerto by Antonín Dvořák.
Well, I think it's this incredible concerto. First of all, it's one of the longest concertos in the entire violin repertoire, you know, and it is quite a challenging concerto, but also the third movement is this huge, amazing folk dance from beginning to end, which is, you know, just so much fun to play. The second movement is this gorgeous lyrical Czech melody, and the first movement is a very dynamic sort of firecracker movement where he essentially explored every single technical aspect of the violin and just threw it all with the kitchen sink. So it really is, it's a lot of fun to play, and I'm really thrilled that we're doing it with the Prague Philharmonia because it is, you know, it's a great fit.
And when it comes to studying the history of the music that she plays, like Dvorak's violin concerto, Sarah Chang takes a more holistic approach.
Part of the reason, you know, that I really love reading up on composers, and not just their entire biography, but specific time periods, you know, and what they were going through when they were composing specific works. You know, it's so important because, you know, as we go through our own lives, we go through waves, and, you know, where we live, who we're surrounded by, our influences, that those all affect our being, and them being composers, you know, it overflows into their work. And you're absolutely right, you know, his concerto, especially his violin concerto, you know, it's one of those gems, you know, right before he came to the U.S. So, you know, in a way, you feel like it's sort of a timestamp of his life.
Even with her crazy touring schedule, Sarah Chang does find time for herself, to the point of flying home on Christmas just last month with a very small window of time.
I was nuts. I think in a sheer moment of insanity, I decided to come back home for Christmas for less than one full day. When your family's home and you have a puppy waiting for you, there's nothing like coming back home for the holidays.
For more of this conversation with Sarah Chang, including hearing her gush over that puppy, named Chewy, by the way, visit WKAR.org. In the meantime, the Prague Philharmonia and conductor Emmanuel Viom will be joined by violinist Sarah Chang, plus her Juilliard classmate Andrew von Oyen, in a program of Dvorak, Smetana, and Mendelssohn, this Wednesday, January 18th at the Wharton Center in East Lansing. More information at whartoncenter.com. Plus Thursday, January 19th at Ann Arbor's Hill Auditorium. Information there at ums.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.